Today's talk is about the devil throws Padre Pio around the room. And here we're going to have a glimpse into the world of darkness. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, on this channel we take a glimpse into the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, he was a miracle worker. We offer you a series of short stories. Do stay tuned to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or someone you love. And we'd like to encourage you to help us in our Padre Pio apostolate, and you can do this by liking our video, sharing the video with friends, colleagues, and also subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed. Now, this talk is taken from a letter that Padre Pio wrote to his confessor, that is a Father Augustino, and it was written way back in June 1912, when Padre Pio was still quite young. And it is like a window looking into a world of darkness, as if a submarine is going below the surface and we look out the window and we see a totally different world there below the waves. And here in this world of darkness, we see a bitter struggle that is going on between light and darkness. We see the trials that Padre Pio has to endure and go through, and only thereafter is the saint revealed. And Padre Pio writes this: "The devil wants me at all costs. When I think of all that I am suffering, if I were not a Christian," Padre Pio tells us, "I would certainly think I was possessed." And yet he's a saint, and all of these diabolical manifestations are going on around him. "I don't know the reason," Padre Pio tells us, "but so far, God hasn't felt sorry for me enough to liberate me. I do know one thing. He never acts for ends that are not holy or useful to us." So he still has hope even in the midst of these trials. And Padre Pio says, "Temptations cloud my mind and they cause me to break out in cold sweats. That are so bad they cause me to tremble right from the head to the toe." So how violent a temptation must that be? What are these temptations? What is their nature? In these times, he continues, "The only thing I have left is the eyes to cry with. And Beelzebub," that is the devil, "does not want to give up. For several days," Padre Pio tells us, "he," that is the demon, "has been visiting me with his assistants, like a band. They are armed with batons and iron weapons, or even worse, in their own form." So we've all seen instruments of torture or pictures of them, and they give us chills down our spine. But Padre Pio tells us that demons of their own form, as in their own appearance, are even worse than instruments of torture. Who knows how many times he has dragged me around the room, even under the bed. So he's been physically dragged. "And even on Wednesdays, he," that is the devil, "keeps hitting me in a deadly combat. And he's accompanied by many of his peers." So they arrive as gang, and the peers insist on terrorizing me too. And Padre Pio is a saint. So yet, in the world of believers, all of this is possible. "The other night was very bad," Padre Pio says, "from the time that I went to bed, which was around 10 p.m., all the way through to 5 a.m. the next morning, the monster beat me continuously." So we know how it is. Parents of young children with sleep deprivation, imagine enduring this going on and on. And he says, "He forced many diabolical suggestions on me, thoughts of despair and distrust in God. I thought I was going to lose my mind." So that is the influence the devil can have. "They keep persecuting me, even ripping my shirt off me and hitting me directly on the body. Darkness surrounds me." And that's the end of Padre Pio's letter. We can see how realistic it is. We can see the hatred that the demon, that the devil has for Padre Pio. And we do encourage you to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We have a Mass celebrated for Padre Pio or to Padre Pio. We bring your intentions. We bring his intentions for all of us. Please enroll. Just watch a video on the end screen how to do that. And now we have a prayer in times of severe temptations like Padre Pio was going through. It is taken from Adoremus, a handbook of prayer and pious exercises for priests. This is the prayer. Blessed be thy holy name forever, O Lord. You have allowed these temptations to come upon us. I cannot avoid them, so it is essential that I ask for your help, that this may become to my advantage. Here I am, Lord. In anger, my heart is restless because this passion that torments me daily. And what shall I say to you, dear Father? I am in agony. Rescue me from this hour. And that is why I come to you. Show your glory and save me even when I am most humiliated. Lord, allow me to be freed, for I am a poor man. What shall I do and where shall I go without you? For this, Lord, give me strength and patience. Preserve me, my God, and I will not be afraid of whatever evil may come upon me. Mighty is your all-powerful hand to ward off this temptation of mine, to mitigate its violence, that I may not succumb. The more difficult this is for me, the easier it is for you. This is the work of the right hand of the Most High. In you, my God, I have hoped that I will not be shamed in eternity. Amen.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e
Oh.